Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
You jack off a lot. I say you're like a daily jacker. Do you ever jack off to our videos?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to get into the male mind.
That's a real deep pool there.
It could be. We're going to find out. What do men really want from women?
Oh, could you get more general?
No, I cannot. Women do weaponize sex.
Sex should never be the weapon. We don't have to hunt for nothing anymore. But by God, a married man has to hunt for pussy because she's not going to give it up.
Do you think women understand men?
No.
Well, do you think men understand women?
No.
Why not? Why do you think we're so confused about each other?
Most guys would rather take a punch to the mouth than deal with something like that.
Yeah.
Pick one thing that is only for him and do that the way that he wants it done for him every day. One thing. Just one.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am Layla. Happy Tuesday, guys. I don't know if you're going to hear any background road noise, but just to let you know, I'm actually doing this recording in the car with Cowboy Ann. We're road tripping to Wyoming.
Yeah.
Going back to Wyoming. And so I have to record an episode. Plus, I have things rolling around in my head all the time. And one of the things that I always wanted to do was get Cowboy Ann on for some mansplaining. I wanted to mansplain some things to me. And I think a lot of women are going to get a benefit out of it. Plus, I think a lot of men are going to be agreeing with him. And I'm real curious to see what the response is on this episode. Okay. So I'm going to jump in. But the first thing I'm going to start with, Cowboy Ann, is a question from a listener. I get a question for you. Okay. His question is, and this is from TJ. I'm sure you'd prefer to be fooling around or having sex with someone else, per se, Layla, but how often on average do you masturbate? Asking as someone with a high sex drive, a highly sexual person myself who masturbates frequently enough, but also practices edging and retention even more so these days. How often do you masturbate, Cowboy Ann? You jack off a lot. I say you're like a daily jacker.
I never know what this fixing to get asked every single time.
I know.
And it's never anything like, I should know by now. It's going to be out there.
It's all going to be out there, yeah.
I don't know. I guess it depends, really. It can be once a day or, it can get as bad as three times a day, too.
When is it? What?
But then I don't have to do, I don't know. I'll go, like I was busy this week.
Yeah.
So I don't think I did this week.
Yeah.
No, I did. Yeah.
You sent me a couple pictures. Looked like you were in masturbation mode.
I did once this week.
Yeah.
So that was Thursday.
What motivates a three-jack day session?
I guess I got to be bored.
Bored?
Yeah.
Will you masturbate out of boredom?
No, not to fix boredom, but I'm bored, so I'm not doing nothing.
So you may as well
I guess the train of thought. I used to not hardly at all. Hardly ever, actually.
When was that? Has that been since I've known you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No, usually the opposite. How a lot of guys used to jack off a whole lot when they were younger. I didn't really.
Yeah.
Didn't really have to. There for a little while I did. At a time frame that was a little bit of a dry spell there. But
you talking about military?
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't a whole lot of options.
Do you like to watch, are you watching porn? Do you have a standard, is there like a standard routine you repeat when you're going to jack off? Do you have to have something visual, a photo, a video, a porn? Or can you just go in your mind and be like, I'm horny and I'm fucking jacking off?
Yeah, I can do that too. All of it. Usually, I don't know. Every dude's probably the same damn way. He just watch some porn and jack off. It's not like this mesmerizing endeavor or anything. It's just you're just going to jack off and then be done with it. It's not like a, I don't know, it's not a production.
Do you ever jack off to our videos?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have a lot, we've made a lot of videos.
It would alarm you to know how large the file is.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I don't want to know. This is why we have to keep you anonymous. If anybody ever hacked your phone, you know, I don't know, did you say how many times on average you masturbate? Would you, like, what do
you
think?
Yeah, we did that.
How many times? A week.
Oh, I don't know. I said sometimes it's once a day, sometimes it's three times a day, sometimes not at all for a week or two or three. It just depends. Like, I don't have an average. I don't keep track of it. Just a,
I kind of was under the impression that you almost daily you would jack off.
No, no, not all the time.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Just goes in streaks.
Yeah. It's not like a drive or anything. It's not like I'm waiting to get off work so I can go jack off.
Right.
It's like what he said. I'd rather, like this morning, rather not jack off, rather just fuck you.
Why would you jack off if I'm there?
You tell me, why did I have to jack off when you were there?
That one time?
Yeah.
Because you were being an asshole.
Because you were being an asshole.
You were being a total asshole. You were being a dick. And not a good one. And not there a juicy one that I want to fuck. I don't remember what was going on. I don't remember what the rub was. But I'll tell the story. So, Cowboy Ann, something happened where he wanted to fuck, but I was irritated at him, or there was a reason why I didn't want to. It was because I was upset about something. I don't even know what. And I didn't want to. And then he got mad and to be spiteful, let me use your favorite word, to be vindictive.
Yep.
He pulls out his phone, starts watching porn. He's laying next to me and just starts jacking off.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I know what it was. I think I had to work on something. Probably the podcast. No. And then you wanted me to have sex, and I was like, I don't know. I had to do something else, or I wasn't paying attention, or something like that. And so you just whipped your phone out and started jacking off.
Yeah, I don't. It wasn't anything to do with you having work to do.
Whatever. No, I don't even remember.
You were mad.
I was mad, yeah. No. I was like, okay. So that's, yes, but normally you have a very high sex drive.
Yeah.
Now, these are the mansplaining things, okay? So this is where
this really sounds like a negative connotation type.
No, it's not. Basically, I'm trying to dig into, let me give you what I'm trying to accomplish here. I'm trying to get into the male mind.
That's a real deep pool there.
It could be. We're going to find out. So I just have some deep burning questions. I think a lot of women, they want to know the answers to this stuff, or they will find it very informational. So you right now are speaking for all mankind.
Oh.
Okay. Generalizing. I just would like to know what your belief is as a man, and from what you know of other men that are your friends and things like that. Okay. Here we go. So, first one, what do men really want from women?
Oh, could you get more general?
No, I cannot. It's as general as I can get.
Yeah, that is as general as you can.
I know.
And I'm supposed to speak for mankind.
No, you're supposed to. Okay, generalize. What do men really want from women?
Man, I guess a partner. Man, that's pretty broad. When a guy,
partnership. Okay, let me re-clarify that for you. In a partnership, what do men really want from women?
Essentially, they want a partner. They want somebody who's there to equal load and be there together. Keyword together, take care of things. Not like financially or whatever, but just through life, taking care of stuff, dealing with things, dealing with work. Just somebody who can share some load, take a piece of it off, be able to talk to. Then I think a lot of guys, we want somebody we can take care of. Wired that way.
Yeah.
So you don't really want a dependent. You don't want a burden. You want to take care of that person. That doesn't have to be, like, you don't have to be the breadwinner or anything. It's just, I don't know, as a guy, you're wanting to take care of the person that you care for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't say we particularly care about being praised or not. So it's not like we're looking for gratification from it or anything, but
But don't you want to know that she appreciates that, right?
Yeah. Appreciation and gratification are two different things, I think, anyway. But, yeah, being, I don't know, most of
you. You don't want her to take for granted the stuff that you're bringing, that you do for her, right?
No, I mean, you don't want that. Yeah. But her growing to expect it can't be confused with that either. If you provide something so well that it is absolutely seen as a literal day-to-day for her all the time, no matter what, you can't misconstrue it as her taking advantage of it either, because if you're a good enough provider, at some point, that's going to be her life status quo, and no, it's not going to be a mesmerizing thing or whatever. To me, at that point, you've done your job.
Yeah.
Where it's what you've done it well enough that now that is the absolute expectation, no matter what. It's always the constant. Sorry, man. Maybe you shouldn't have been as good at it if you wanted to always want it. But she's not gonna wake up every morning and thank you for paying the power bill as a 40-something-year-old woman or whatever. Isn't gonna say thanks for paying the power bill this month, or I don't know. Maybe she will. It's different.
What do you think, or what do you believe? How about this? What do you believe women really want from men? It's okay. Let it fly. We want the truth here.
You got different camps on that one right there.
That's okay. I want to hear all the camps. I want to know.
Men want to believe that there are some women out there that want a partner as well, that they want somebody that they can share with and go through and just grow in a better life. That's what guys think. That's what we hope is out there.
As you've searched the globe, do you believe that's what women really want from men?
I've heard of a few of them say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like with me. We weren't that capacity. But yeah, that's what they're looking for. But no, as a whole, that has not been my findings or the male opinions that I've had. That has not been their findings neither.
What are their findings? What do you believe?
Starts out like women want somebody to be romantically involved with and all that. And then they look to him to be a provider. And at that point, it can get pretty far down the rabbit hole. I think a lot of women don't exactly, maybe it's his fault for not communicating it either, but I think a lot of women don't really understand some of the financial burdens that are involved with day-to-day life in most households. Either that's him trying to be a bad communicator and be like, oh, I got it no matter what, or maybe she doesn't care. Sometimes that's been my case before, but a lot of times they don't know what kind of burden they actually are putting on him. Like I said, it could be, I think a lot of it is him probably not telling her, maybe due to insecurity or whatever, but
maybe it's hard when you're supposed to be the provider to say, hey, you're stressing me. I know I'm supposed to be the provider, but you're stressing this situation, or you're exacerbating. You're not even just a neutral in this. You're making it worse or whatever.
Yeah, you are the damn problem.
Are the damn problem.
Yeah. Yeah, women love to hear that.
Stop going to the Home Shopping Network or whatever.
Yeah. Because like you said, look, this is being an issue. It's difficult for me. All she hears is, you are the damn problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the other problem. You think women don't like hearing what things need to be helped in the bedroom? You should try to talk to one about money. So
yeah,
a lot of ladies don't well receive that.
Yeah,
and it's usually most of the root of probably any relationship, really, whether it's heterosexual or homosexual, is probably money.
Yeah, it's a biggie. That's for damn sure. It is a biggie. I think about it a lot myself. It's money.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you believe I really want from you?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I ask that a lot sometimes.
You have no idea.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't.
Sometimes in the moments that you do, what do you believe I want from you?
Oh, just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. Just for me to get out of the way of myself.
Yeah. Because you said to me many times that you believe that women like the idea of you, but then when they really get you, or they figure out when they really know you, then they're like, the idea was romanticized or something. Like, yeah. They really didn't want you. They wanted the idea of you.
Yeah, it's not like they lied or anything. It's just they like the environment. They like what it goes along with me as a person and everything. And like you said, they romanticize it a little bit. It's new. It's different.
Yeah.
But it's definitely not something that most people can call their new norm. And I'm not the kind of person who can really up and change.
No, you are not changing.
Yeah, I can steer, but I can't change.
Yeah. Yeah,
like, I'm adaptable.
Of course.
Yeah, I am adaptable. Even in the most alien of environments, I'm still me. And I think I've had some of them that kind of wish I was a softer version. But not like a weak person, but less hardcore or whatever. I don't know what term. Not as hard-lined about some things or whatever. I like my lifestyle, so
it's
not a comfy one. But no, it bothers. Half my buddies don't even do the kind of things I like to do.
Right.
So they actually call. We were talking about hipsters last night or whatever. Like, I don't do this for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like.
I know. It's not. You're not putting on an appearance. You really are who you are, which is nice.
I try to be as genuine of a person.
Yeah, being phony about it.
I'm not trying to fit something else. But yeah, so I've come to that realization that, like I said, I'm really cool in the beginning. And then after that, it starts to be like, I guess they question the pace. They're like, so when is this not going to be fun anymore? Like me with my own activities. Mm-hmm. They're like, when do you really always do that?
I'm like, oh, I see.
Do you always do X? Do you always do Y? Do you always go here? Do you always do that? Is there anything else you like to do? And I can, but no, not on my own choice, but I will. Just things like that. So they, like you said, they're really more like the idea than they do the actual lifestyle, which I don't want somebody to be a mirror.
But at this point, as long as I've been in it, you believe I really just want you.
Some days, yes.
Okay, and so what would make you, what are the days that make you say no?
You mean like,
she doesn't really want me for me. Yeah, what brings that up? Or makes you question it, I guess, maybe.
Oh, it's never that you don't want me for me. You done tried a few different times, so there's no change in my channel. It's not like you've tried to change me. You've tested it long enough to know that it's me.
Yeah.
But no, I don't ever think you don't want me for me. But some days I think that you don't know that you don't want me. That's what.
I'm a grown-ass woman. How would I not know that I don't want you after all this time?
Because you are also a grown-ass woman.
Thank you very much for the vote of confidence for the female.
Yeah.
Good news, Strictly Anonymous Podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on Be on the Show.
Okay. You ready for this one?
I don't know. These have been fun so far. This one sounds like it comes with a disclaimer. So
I'll give a disclaimer to the listeners because you have no idea. I don't tell you what I'm going to ask you. I never do. I never let him know because I don't let anybody know. As a matter of fact, just for everybody FYI that listens to the show, when I do interviews, when I talk to people, I never send them a list of questions. I don't want them to preempt it. I don't want them to have rehearsed their answer, to be thinking about it. I just want to have an honest conversation. Okay. So this is a biggie. What's the absolute worst thing, or could be things, a woman can do to a man emotionally?
Oh, there's a lot of things.
I want to hear all of them.
Yeah, but it also gives, it's going to give somebody some ammo.
Somebody? Like me?
I didn't say you. Oh, somebody.
We're trying to help. We need to be helpful.
It's just
information. Yes. How people process it, it's not our responsibility.
Yeah, but there's somebody that's going to make a man take a bath with a toaster.
It's okay.
That's not.
Maybe he deserved it.
See? That right there. It's always his fault. We don't even know who the poor guy is.
All right.
It's already, he deserves
to be suicided. Sorry, toaster buddy. Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the absolute worst thing a woman can do to a man emotionally?
Man. Probably just a woman's way to always naturally outright deny a man the things that she provides right off the bat. That's the first thing of, I dislike what you did here, so I am not going to do XYZ, whatever that may be. That may be have sex that night, that may be cook dinner, that may be talk to him, that may be, y'all will absolutely, for whatever reason, whether minuscule or large, your first thing y'all do is to retract and withdraw what you are there to provide. You've never heard a dude, I'm probably sure there's a couple out there that might have, but there's never been a guy who's, you know what, ain't paying the power bill this month, ever. That don't happen. Guys don't go, I didn't buy groceries this week because I didn't like the way she parked the car.
Yeah.
Or she didn't do XYZ, whatever chore, and I'm not going to pay for Netflix this month. It's very rare that a dude is full-blown petty over something. It's just really usually not in a guy's thought process, per se, to be petty in a vindictive way. We deal with stuff another
way. Are you telling me that you've never withheld emotionally from your partner when you were upset with them?
No. I don't really know how I could withhold emotionally from, I don't know how to do that. I know how not to have sex with them, but that's not an emotional thing usually.
I'm sorry. I think I maybe put that the wrong way. You're saying that you've never withheld something from a partner when, even though you knew it would hurt her emotionally.
No. Even if I was mad or whatever, I'm not really going to say no. But that's more of a response of, I've had a lot of bad things like that done to me.
Okay.
So maybe it's a recourse, but it's not like what enters my head. In other words, my excuse is, I didn't like it when somebody did it to me, so I'm going to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. I never have that, oh, I shouldn't do X, Y, Z. I'm just going to keep doing what I'm going to do or supposed to do.
Okay, so are you saying that the absolute worst thing a woman can do to a man emotionally is just basically retaliate when she's upset?
No, that's not what I said. I said one of the things, and that's to
withdraw the things that she provides.
Yeah.
So sex would be one of those things, right?
Anything. It's any of it. It doesn't matter.
Just like talking. Have I done that to you?
Yes.
When? What have I done?
I'm not going and cataloging these events.
No, I don't have to catalog the events, but you can say, what was the thing that was...
We just talked about how I had to lay in the bed next to you and jack off.
You did not have to do that.
Okay. Okay.
You wanted to have sex.
Yep.
And I was...
Mad at me. It wasn't you were working on a podcast, because I do remember the day.
Okay, you do. Okay.
Yeah.
What was that? Do you remember what I was mad about?
Insert reason here. You were upset at me.
But what would you like me to do if I'm upset at you and you want to have sex and I'm, you know how women are wired, right? We don't want to have sex when we're upset, usually. Sometimes we do if we want to have an angry hate fuck session or something like that. But so what's a girl to do? Really, literally, just say, okay, fine. I mean, if you're not feeling it in that moment, like what?
No, that's not what I said. But, and at that moment, it wasn't. And all the times that we've been mad and arguing and all that, I've never asked or pressed for us to have sex or anything like that. That's a common read the room thing.
Yeah.
That situation.
Okay. Yeah, read the room. Okay.
Was not a...
See, I don't remember what I don't remember what I was upset about at the time.
That's why. Because it was not... That's how insignificant it was. That's what I'm getting at.
You might be right.
That's what I'm getting at.
I'm not saying you're not right.
That's y'all's, for some reason, I don't know why, but
women do weaponize sex.
I'm not talking about just sex, though.
But emotionally, they'll withdraw from you. They'll be like, I'm not going to give you what you need emotionally. I'm not.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, whatever it is, it'll withdraw everything. It'll be like, it could be, I don't know, not wash the clothes or not provide some sort of whatever domestic thing that she normally does that he doesn't have to take care of.
Sure.
Or it's always something. And then we'll make a point of it. Oh, I didn't do that because of, or right. It's like, yes. It's a thing. It's not like sorry, I was upset and I didn't really mean to say it that way.
Yeah.
Even if she didn't mean to not fold clothes or not go pick up your favorite beer, you could have just flat out forgot to pick up something that he asked to do.
Yeah.
And then it's, oh, by coincidence, I just happened to also be mad at him. Good. And I don't think there's a lot of guys that think that way.
Yeah.
We just rather let that dog lie.
Yeah.
And just be done with it. Because it's never anything big anyway. So it's like, just, okay, I get it. And then just be done with it. It's not an ignoring thing. It's just most of those things are basic impasses. You're upset because of A. You can't change A. Or he's upset because of A or B. And you can't change B because it's done. It's been done. It's been passed. The only thing you can do now is just be mad at it or not be mad. So, I don't know. But that's one of the things.
A lot of things. Well, we're gonna roll off this question, but I'm gonna have the last word on that by saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hold on.
Get that last word.
I'm going to have the last word on it by saying that you said there's a lot of things, and I would love to get into all of those, but...
It's easy to hurt a man.
Is it? See, I think that's the thing. Honestly, I feel like, from my perspective, when there's times when I act up like that, and certainly it's not something that I want to do and that I'm proud of or anything like that, to say I did something that I know he's not going to like and I did it on purpose. I will say... What I fail to realize is that it's actually, it hurts him, that it is easy to hurt a man. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to speak for all women, but I think it's fair to say there's a general consensus that when we think of men, we think they're tough. We think they don't feel things. We think, you know, like we do, we miss the mark on understanding how deeply they do feel things because you don't, outwardly, you don't see it the way women react outwardly. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you go on, think of it more. Think of it as like a piece of granite. You got this like a solid granite block. And every day you walk up to that block and you hit it with a little ball peen hammer.
What kind of hammer?
Just a hammer.
Oh.
I'm not going to get into what tool. You hit it with a hammer. A small hammer.
Okay.
Anyway, a piece is going to chip off every single day. Every single time you hit it. The first one didn't care. The second one wasn't that big a deal. The third one's not that big a deal. But when you've been doing that shit for 10 years... And you keep doing the same stuff, and now you're wondering why there's a bigger noticeable difference in the reaction. Think of it like that block, because you've been hitting that block for 10 years. That's why there's a giant hole in the middle of it. So, yeah, as a hole, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
And no, we don't really, it's not in the beginning, it's not that big a deal. But sometimes, yeah, you walk up and hit that thing with a drill, but sometimes you don't. So it bugs a guy. It's just, there's no, as a guy, you can't give a reaction either. So that's the other side. So there is no reaction ever that I can give that will make the situation better.
Yeah.
There's not. I dare to say that you could fall down on your knees and wholeheartedly be like, I'm sorry, I will try not to do that ever again. And y'all will scoff and storm off and think some theatrics. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
It's just your fault, your problem. And then you can't react to it and you can't react from it. And if you don't react from it, then he's stoic and he's being an asshole and he doesn't care. And if you do react from it, there's a lot of things.
Okay.
A lot of things.
I like this. Good insight. Okay. What does sex do for a man?
Mm-hmm. That depends on.
In a partnership with someone you love. How about that? Or you could talk about, or just random. I don't care. However you want to interpret that. What does sex do? I'm just curious. Overall. What does sex do for me? It's so important to men, obviously. I'm trying to get down a couple layers on it.
That's with your actual partner. That's how you get. It's a big equation to intimacy. I'm not going to say that's like how a guy feels. It's not how a guy feels, but it is a representation of what she feels and how everything is. Because that's the first thing a woman will do is not. No sex or whatever. So essentially it's a gauge of, am I doing right? I don't know. Am I doing right? She fucked me tonight. Must be doing right. Like it can get gray sometimes, but it shouldn't be that way. It should be regardless of what's going on. Both people should understand that it's not a weapon.
Yeah.
It should only be reserved for connection and intimacy. So, like, there, you should be able to talk about difficult things, be stressed out the whole nine yards, and then also still be able to have sex with each other. It should work the same. Now, we're talking like something actually, you got a partner that did something bad or actually projected at another person or whatever, so it can get gray. But as a whole, sex should never be the weapon somebody decides, because essentially if every time a female got irritated or mad or chipped at the guy and he decided, I'm going to do what she does and I'm not going to sleep with her, there will be a 5% of the birth rate happen, because you can't have both parties being like, nope, because it's just it don't work.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal to a guy. You tell a guy no enough, and then you get comfortable with saying no, and then you get comfortable saying worse things than no. Oh yeah. You wanna know how to kill a person who actually loved you and used to care for you and everything? Keep saying no. And then keep saying worse things than no, because you got comfortable with saying no. And then wonder why you're standing there in an apartment or in the house. You might have got to keep the house, or you might not have got to keep the house. But while you're standing there alone wondering what happened to that person that you used to be with, it's because you said no all the time. I'm not saying you have to say yes all the time, but not taking the trash out ain't a reason for a no.
Yeah.
Not liking the way that, I don't know, but it gets out of hand. I'm saying this from firsthand. I'm not talking about opinions or anything like that. I'm talking firsthand.
So you're saying it's not something that's just happened one time. It's happened more than once.
I don't want somebody not to have emotion. It's not like saying that, oh, nobody can ever get mad at anybody. It's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you can't use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
You got to talk about it. That's what I'm talking about. It's that, because that's what you're doing, is keeping him from being as absolutely close to her as he can. And then you got all the biology in it too, all the endorphins and all the hormones and everything else, the hormone dump, and it's a lot of science behind it too.
Oh yeah, there is. Know?
And then that's what leads to other things. That's how guys get addicted to porn. That's how you're talking about jacking off. It's not that important to me. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'll do it once a day, or sometimes to me it's not a big thing. I don't have a porn addiction, but you got a guy who she keeps on denying him all the time, and he feels like he's stuck. And then out of nowhere, she's like, he don't even try anymore. So you don't have to.
Yeah.
Cause you're not it anymore. Cause you said no all the time. So now his brain has chemically rewired him.
Yeah.
And now he's another way. He's not the same person you liked, cause you changed it.
Yeah.
Can't get mad at that.
I think that's an interesting point, that he's going to go out and seek different ways to get that release.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, oh for sure. We know that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, we know
it's
that.
It's going to happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. As he goes out and tries to get other ways to get those release, you're rewiring his brain away from you, which ultimately they don't want. That's why they're using that as a leverage. They want to keep you control of you somehow. They don't necessarily want you going away.
Yeah.
So
every day is Pavlov's theory for a guy. Every day. Every time he gets off, every day he got rewarded for what he was doing.
Yeah.
Every day. And it will rewire.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. If you got somebody who was a long-term partner, and then they got out of that, now they're dating somebody new, and dude has to rewire himself. He's got a lot of muscle memory in the way that one person feels her skin versus the other person's skin. Like, it fucks with a guy.
Does it?
Yeah. There's a lot to it. They don't get to talk about it. But
what do you mean it fucks? Like, how? Why is that so? Why is that so hard?
Guys don't get to talk about. Guys don't get to have bad days. So like when a guy leaves somebody who he was really in love with, and then he's with a new partner, the new and exciting stuff is there. But in the same token, there's a lot of flashbacks that happen on both sides. Y'all got flashbacks, I'm sure, from guys that you used to date and things like that. But for a lot of things with us, it's the way somebody else's skin feels, or the way you get a lot of flashbacks back and forth, and you got to rewire yourself. Sometimes for the good, sometimes it's easier. Sometimes you weren't the one that wanted to leave. So now you got to rewire something that was good. make this thing good too, but it's not like this changes. There's a lot more going on. We just don't get to really exercise that too much.
Yeah. I know, even just, and it's not, you know, it's in the same kind of genre. I firmly believe that if we're not together, I'll never be able to really engage in like serious BDSM with anybody else.
Yeah.
I don't care. I just admit that.
Yeah.
That imprint was made by one person and one person only, and it's either going to be, and that's you, and it's either going to be that or it's not. I'll just have to find other things that I'm excited about, because anytime somebody tries to step into that role, it doesn't feel right. And I don't know why, but I've just accepted it.
Yeah.
I've just accepted it. It's just too bizarro. The way they touch me or the way they do things. I'm like, but no, this is wrong. Like my brain is, this is so wrong right now. I can't.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, there's a lot of, you call them ghosts or whatever.
Yeah.
And guys we're in our heads a lot.
Are you?
It's the only place we could be. You don't get to talk about it. So you got to be in your head. So,
well, that's why we're talking about it. Damn it.
Yeah.
Right. What? Why do you say yeah?
So.
If I could jump into your head and know everything that
you wouldn't want that.
I do. Why? You saying I would be, like, maybe I'd be upset to know what you really think about me?
Sometimes, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we don't get to say it. Y'all get to be mad at us and say what you want.
I see what you mean. You're
right. We do not.
You're right.
Ever.
Some guys do, I think.
Yep, well, they do.
They get left. We're spoiled sports. We get a little sore on that stuff.
Pretty much every time, if you look at the big finale of a relationship, it usually, that is probably the one real conversation that most people ever have.
Yeah.
Is when he finally said his part. Whether his part was right, wrong, it's just what he felt, whatever. He finally said his part, and she said, fuck you, and was gone.
Yeah.
No matter how horrible or good, or it may not even have been all that bad. That's usually what happens. As soon as a guy gets to say something that is going to not just make her angry, actually maybe hurt her or something like that. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, a guy doesn't get to, he doesn't get to say those kind of things, the quote-unquote scary words or whatever. Because y'all don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it either, but y'all don't have a problem with that. So.
Okay. If men could make sex mandatory with their partners, meaning she had to put out, she couldn't say no, what's the ideal amount of times per week men would prefer?
That kind of sounds horrible.
Why? No, I'm just...
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's different for each. I think every guy is different, too. I know everybody thinks that men are like these sex-crazed maniacs all the time. That's all we think about.
That just came out of your mouth, and you had to stop and think, because really...
We're not.
No, because you do think about sex a lot.
We think about sex a lot, but it's not all the time.
Okay.
Think about it. But you're like, if they're required to, it's the fact that we know we're not required to. It doesn't happen as often as it technically should. So it's seen more, sex is seen more as a treat than it is a requirement. And so when you put something on a pedestal, then now you're making it more valuable because you're withholding the volume.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of women would be surprised that the frequency would go down if a guy was allowed to have it as much as he wanted. Like, he's not going to want it 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Like, he's not. There's going to be a couple guys, and I do mean a couple guys, who can do that for a little while. But most guys are not going to be twice a day, every day, or anything. Most guys aren't even once a day. They're going to get stressed out at work, and they're going to forget about it. You're never going to forget about it if it's something that you constantly have to hunt for.
Yeah.
We don't have to hunt for water no more. We don't have to hunt for food no more. Like, guys don't have to, we don't have to hunt for nothing anymore. But by God, a married man has to hunt for pussy, because she's not going to give it up.
Yeah.
You don't know if she's going to give it up. Got to watch how you walk in the house today, sit in the truck, talk for about 30 minutes to yourself, calm down, because you can't bring your shit into her shit, or else you won't get laid. Like, guys are, that's what a lot of guys are thinking. A lot of guys right now are like, I don't know if they listen while they're riding or at work or whatever, but happens there at work. There's a lot of dudes trying not to be like, fuck yeah. But
yeah. Okay. Yeah. No, I agree with that. But again, if you could make sex, there's a minimum, a mandatory minimum per week with your partner. What do you think? What do you think most men would feel good about?
Probably bare minimum. I'm going to say
three. I don't know.
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say five just to be amiable, but I want to say seven.
You want to say seven?
Yeah. The only reason I'm saying five is that way the dude can not have to require himself to be there two nights out of the week, because there's going to be something he's going to want to do. He's going to want to hang out with his buddy or something.
Okay.
But when he comes home, he can handle it. So I'm going to say five.
You believe most men would want it five times a week?
Wholeheartedly, 260 times a year, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, five nights a week or five times. Once a day, or you can use it up congruent, say like twice on Sunday and not have to do anything Friday and Saturday. I don't know. But yeah, five times, easily five times. And I guarantee you that people would see a definite change one way or the other. Either A, both persons are in better moods and all that, or B, both them people figured out real quick that they do not want each other. And it's a catalyst for both sides. Sex can do both things. It's all it is a reformation of chemicals. So it either A, you want to be around that person a lot and that person wants to be around you a lot, or B, you don't want that person. Both sides are both, it's both chemical. You may get what you want, ladies. You might want to screw him more so he'll go away, because it ain't compatible.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely five. I'm going to say seven. But
these don't have those five times. Like, these don't have to be major big productions. Some of those can be quickies, right?
I guess. Not huge productions, but yeah, definitely five times.
Okay. Wow. Good to know. All right. Interesting. I'm thinking,
it's like twice a day, every day, just about.
I know.
You're like three a week. Okay, let's lock you down to three a week. Let's see what happens to you. Yeah. I'm not getting dinner cooked. My lunch ain't ready. I'm not. That's what's happening to me. That's what I'll tell you. We'll see. Tonight, you three a week. No.
Okay. I know. I would be so offended.
I know.
That's the thing. I don't think women realize if a man were to tell you no, how to when you wanted to have sex, how hurtful that would be. Like, we would take that so personally.
My favorite.
It would crush us.
I loved it every single time I said it.
What?
When I told her no. And it is a defining moment in their face. Like you said, it is a, what the fuck did he just say?
Yeah.
Yep. It is.
It is very hard for us to take. Yes. We don't manage that. It's rejection. We don't manage rejection.
Yeah, it is.
Well. Yeah,
sucks.
It's a major rejection. Yeah.
It sucks.
I know.
Talking about, hey, let's sneak one in real quick. No. That's not rejection.
Yeah.
I'm talking like an actual solid, real deal. No. Yeah, that's rejection. It sucks.
Yeah.
Nobody should be made to feel that way.
Yeah. I get you. I'm with you on that. Okay. Do you think women understand men?
No.
I know.
No.
That's a foolish question.
Not at all.
Do you think men understand women?
No.
Okay. Why not? Why do you think we're so confused about each other?
Men won't talk about it, and women talk about it too much. Y'all sit in your own echo chambers and decide what you think is good for men, and men don't talk about it because we're too busy trying to figure out what is going on. As soon as a dude knows the rules, they get changed. Like, flat out. It's almost, and then when you do figure it out, then you get blamed for being monotonous. It's like, I found only two things I know that's absolutely right. Now she's, oh, that's all he does all the time. But yeah, because he got it right and the rest of it's wrong. But like, women, I think a lot of women don't care to know.
I agree with you.
About men. Because they don't have to.
Yeah, they don't have to because they're the ones that have to.
They're getting chased their whole life.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think that's a very good point. I actually think there's a lot of truth. I think there's a, you hit the nail on the head with that. I think it was part of when I was younger and not really even that long ago. I didn't really start to get interested in what men are really all about until I started doing this podcast. And
welcome to Arkansas.
We're in Arkansas?
Yeah, we got through that little...
All right, hey, everybody, we just got to Arkansas.
Had to get out of that state. Notice how the road is better now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. we just got sidetracked there. What were we saying about how...
Oh, women don't really, they don't have to want to.
Yeah, that's true. And so I think that's part of the problem for a lot of women is that factor right there. And I can think back to some shit I said on this back in year one that rang very familiar to that tune, what you just said there, that statement.
Yeah.
Where I was like, hey, I'm the fucking prize. You better fucking chase me. Like, I'm the one on the pedestal here, buddy. Let's get this straight.
Yep.
And there's still a healthy amount of that flows in my veins. However, I think I'm way better and I'm way more mindful and I actually care and want to know. Like, I do want to learn.
Yeah, but it's different, like, with a casual thing and with an actual partner, though.
Yeah, but I'm not going to lie. I was like that with partners, too.
No.
Huh? Maybe.
Not with me.
No, I know. I know. Yeah. Not with you.
Yeah, you're not saying, with me.
No, I'm sorry, I'm talking about when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
When I was younger. And that's what I was saying. I didn't start to really get fascinated and interested in learning about men until I got into this podcast. And actually, I think you were really the catalyst for that, for me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've never done it to me.
So. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
There was no point that you, well, I would say you made it a point, but. Maybe that was the catalyst, was when we were in the beginning, was like, when I said the same thing to you, I was like, hey, this is a 50-50 thing. No, not in terms of, we weren't trying to get attached or anything like that then, when it was, when I felt like I wasn't being represented, I said something about it just to make sure that you knew the way I felt about what was going on. And that was it.
I took it to heart.
Yeah, I've never not been heard. In other words, nobody can perceive everything.
Right.
But I've never said something and you've not heard it and worked out.
Yeah. Sometimes I may be bitchy about as I'm receiving the information,
well, yeah.
But I always go back because I'm like, I'm not going to give him the satisfaction of letting him know that I'm really thinking this through.
Yeah.
So I'll say my shit, and then I'll run away, and then I go in my little corner, and I think about it. And I'm like, okay,
you're
right.
And then you don't say anything. You just never do it again.
Correct.
Yeah. I'm well aware. Yeah.
People should, when they get input from someone that they care about, you really should consider what they're saying. Maybe they're flat wrong. Maybe they're not. But you know what? What part of what they just said is true? That's what I try to ask myself a lot of times when I get, if I hear something I don't like, okay, what part, there's probably some truth in there. What part of that is true? Sometimes the whole thing's true. Other times it's like you can take something out of it that helps you be better for the other person. And I don't mind that. I don't think that's bad. I think it's good.
Yeah.
Okay, if there's one thing you think women should stop doing in their relationships with men right now, what would it be?
I don't know. There's quit being vindictive. There's not a guy sitting there at work going, I wonder what little thing I can do when I get home to piss her off to make sure that she knows what she did.
Uh-huh.
And there's really not any thoughts like that. And if a guy is doing that, he learned it. He got taught that by a woman.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's a cat and mouse game thing that he's playing. Just don't be vindictive about it. And then here's a really scary thing. It may cause physical pain, but you could, like, say what the issue is and it actually be the issue that you have a problem with, and then have a back and forth talk about that one issue that is the real issue and maybe work it out. That'd be cool. And maybe not the get mad about something, but that something ain't what you're mad about. So you have this big argument about the thing you're mad about, but you didn't fix the issue because that wasn't anything to do with what you were mad about.
Yeah.
That seems to be my habit. But I don't ever like telling anybody they have to do something or that they should stop doing, because I don't want some brain dead whatever that I'm coming home to. Some guys do. So I don't want I like a little bit more woman than most men can stand.
Yeah, you can handle it.
Yeah, but there's a difference in, like, handling. I'm not quote-unquote handling it, you know what I mean? Like, you're not a problem, you know what I mean? And as some women are like, yep, man can't handle a woman like me. Nobody wants to handle your damn problem. Like, nobody wants a problem.
Right.
So, no, nobody can handle or is going to or should. But, yeah, no, I don't want to say women should stop doing X, Y, or Z.
You're saying stop being vindictive.
Yeah, there's no reason. Are you going to come home and smack a golden retriever on the nose just because of what he did the day before? No. You walk in the door with a dude, as long as you ain't done something bad to that guy, you walk into the door and he's like, hey, my boobies are here. He's happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you're going to smack him on the nose. So what was that for? Oh, yesterday? I don't know what I did yesterday. Yeah. Why? Because you didn't tell him what he did yesterday.
That's true.
See what changes in him. Watch him not emotionally flinch at things.
Yeah.
Like when you'll catch the guy, why did you want to say that? Why not? What were you going to say? Nothing. I'd rather get in trouble for not saying shit than get in trouble for what I said. Nope.
You know what? Honestly, you do make a lot of sense on a lot of this stuff. Yep. I'm not going to deny it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing common across the board with females versus males. And then guys, we're pretty quick to anger. Not in terms of like you're mad at her. It's really easy to get angry as a guy.
Yeah.
Like it's just a natural emotion for us. It's a bigger emotion than what people want to actually, even with all the crazy stuff that the news media says. Trust me, y'all have no idea how angry we really are. So a guy to come in and little things start to compound and get mad at us. And so we try to shut up and not say nothing or do anything. We're not shutting you out. We're not trying to shut you out, but we don't say that. A lot of guys won't say that. Like I've told you, I know at least 24 times, I'm not mad at you. I'm just really fucking mad. And in that, it's different. So a guy, he a lot of times feels like you can't talk, even if you are in the relationship where, yeah, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's okay. And everybody's fine. There's still a lot of shit that a guy can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't because you're not going to look at us the same because you're just not. And that's fine. That's what your buddies are for. You're supposed to have some friends or whatever,
right.
But it's hard talking. As a guy, like it's real hard talking, especially even if you got somebody who will listen and who won't weaponize it and won't do all these things. Even when you know that in your brain and you're telling yourself the whole time that this person is talking to you, it's still hard to do it because it's just not a thing that guys are used to.
Right.
So they can't. It's real hard for a guy to do that.
Yeah.
And if she wants to be that person for him, she's got to shut up. And she's got to be okay with what she asked for because there's a lot more than what she thinks is there. And then she can't use it. You can't make it ammunition.
No.
You know, can't.
No, you cannot. He'll never tell you. He'll never trust you enough to tell you that stuff again.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah. You're going to get one shot, so don't fuck it up. You have one shot to either, yes, he'll tell you something, then he'll feel comfortable. And then as time goes on, when you ever need him to do that again, he will do it. But if you...
Yeah, you burn him on
that.
You
burn that bridge and it's burned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's a bigger thing. To, like, that's... Most guys would rather take a punch to the mouth than deal with something like that.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Yeah.
Because it's, like I said, it's a big deal. If she wants, you know, and in terms of... I know you got a lot of guys that listen to this and all they're doing is going, yep.
I know.
Yep.
They do.
And it's
I get a lot of positive feedback when they're like, yeah.
I don't know how, as the guy trying to get that female to move into that category with you, not for you, but with you. But I think at that point, I've just come to believe that if that person won't do that at all, then it's just not compatible. That person was never on your team anyway.
Right. They won't do what?
Like they won't talk with you and all that. They won't let you talk to them and in that kind of capacity.
They just shut you down or they just don't listen or
Yeah, all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
They just never were with you anyway.
Yeah. So that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Because I don't think that's something.
They were not with you anyway. Yeah.
As a whole, I think if a guy is trying to communicate with her and then she just refuses essentially to communicate, that's it. Think about the fact that a woman doesn't want to talk.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So to me, if a woman does not want to talk,
that's it.
She left a long time ago.
Yeah.
She's physically there, but she checked the fuck out a long time ago because you can't shut us up normally. Yeah. If you're initiating a conversation and you're the one that wants to talk, which is rare, and so then and if we won't be respectful of that and we just shut it down and we don't give a shit, that basically is a big F you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's how I...
That's been my personal, findings.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest FUs I could think of. And when women do that, men should know they're shutting you out. You are shut out. I do believe that wholeheartedly. If it's habitual. You can have one
right time.
There's, I'm talking about if this
yeah,
is
Yeah, I'm talking about the norm.
The norm. If this is the norm.
Not that the other weekend when y'all were mad at each other.
Right, yeah.
I'm talking about, essentially 365.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally 365, no matter what, can't talk about money, yourself, what you can do. Even when you're like, what can I do to do something different? Or just what is it? And no communication. Yeah, it's pretty bad when I say somebody doesn't want to talk.
It is bad. Yeah. It is bad. When I first met you, I always used to, and I still say it a lot, I'm like, you're a man of few words.
Yeah. I have to save them
but
up.
But I can get you talking, see?
That's what I'm saying. I have to save them up for this.
That's good. You can say that. I'm saving them up for the podcast. Okay. Tell me two things women can do that they probably aren't aware of that men would really appreciate.
Two things.
So if some woman's listening right now and she's thinking, what can I do?
Pick one thing to do that doesn't have anything to do with you or the children or anything else except for him. One thing, whether it's his lunch or whatever, pick one thing that is only for him and do that the way that he wants it done for him every day. One thing, just one.
Period. It could be a small thing, right?
It could be anything. Trust me, she knows the exact thing where she's, yeah, I could do that every day for him. And it's not a blowjob or whatever. No, I'm talking
Could be a blowjob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love making out with your dick.
Yeah.
That's like my new favorite thing. You know what? It's relaxing to me. Can you tell?
I said good.
I love it. I just get into my own little world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, make his lunch for work.
Yeah. Okay, so that's one thing.
Yeah.
What's another thing?
That's the hard part. We're pretty simple.
Yeah.
Between complimenting him on something, mm-hmm. probably on the way he looks. Nobody ever tells a dude he looks good or anything.
I do.
Yeah, you do. There's a lot that you can see this pattern.
So what I'm doing is working.
Well, yeah.
Oh, good.
But, so compliment him about something.
Yeah, about something. Right.
Or, I don't know, probably check on him. Don't sit there and be like, the normal shit. Oh, how's work? Da, 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 da. We don't like small talk.
Yeah.
Catch him after he's chilled out, calmed down. If you got kids are done or whatever. Whatever his chill out activity is, and once he's at the tail end of that, just check on him. Don't talk about the bills or what work's doing or whatever. None of that shit. Just check on him. You'll probably learn a lot more that way if you check on him and then shut up and let him keep going. Let him tell you. You're going to learn. You'll learn a lot more than you ever would waiting on him to tell you.
What's a good checking on him kind of question? Phrase that for me.
Just do that. Just be flat out. You don't have to hide it. It's not
good. Say, hey, just checking on you.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to check on you.
Here we go.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Are you okay?
That's a scary question.
I know.
Maybe not that one. Yeah. But hey, I just wanted to check on you. And then, especially if you got somebody where you were real connected to them, and then now you're finding it hard to show that you're still connected. Well, you are. The two, how each other feels, you may not know. But anyway, just check on the dude.
Yeah.
We check on each other.
Do you?
Yeah. Yeah. Not the way
Yeah.
Y'all would. Yeah, we're brutal to each other.
Yeah. Probably.
I'm sure. But guys are guys.
Yeah. So just the act of her just doing that, just checking. Okay, I care enough to just ask.
Yeah. That. Okay. And if you don't, he's telling somebody else.
Oh.
So.
Like good to know.
If you don't.
Who you been talking to, Cowboy Ann? Yeah.
If you don't, then he's talking to somebody else.
You mean a chick?
Maybe not. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of that. What's that stupid shit? Work husband or some shit?
Uh-huh. I think it's a danger zone right there.
I think that's, well, all the stuff I've seen on it is it is directed towards a negative connotation or whatever.
I think so, because you have a work husband. That means you have that's a part of those two people's lives that they're not sharing with their primary partners. And
yes.
That is a bad road to get going down, in my opinion.
In my industry, we spend 100+ hours a week with each other. And then you get all this time invested in good friends. I've spent more time with my buddies than most people have ever spent with their spouse their entire life at work. So you talk about a lot of stuff. I'm not a replacement for somebody's wife, obviously, but coming from somebody who does know a whole lot about a lot of households that don't get talked about. Yeah. That's how I know, like, what guys want.
That's why I was asking you.
Yeah, because guys, like, this is what happens. And this is coming from...
Do you hear the same stories, like, over and over? Is it... Yep. Yeah, that's what I hear.
It's the exact ones. My story's the same now. The only thing that changes is severity. So either certain things are worse or certain things are better. That's the only thing that really boils down to it. But these aren't going to save them. They might save a marriage. And then from there, you'll know, yep, it's dead. Or... Nope, you're going to figure out more about the person. And I don't know, I guess do a better job at it. I know these questions were aimed at guys trying to get the answers, but this isn't a female's fault thing by any means. It's just what Western society has leveled towards most guys. And then people hear a bunch of stuff and then they think it's normal for guys and it's fine and they want to be left alone and all that.
That was always a perception of mine that was in there.
Yeah, I mean, I do like being left alone. I like all that. So when you ask him, like, how he's doing or whatever, don't get mad when it ain't no three-hour crying hug fest. Like, the first time you ask him and check on him, it may be just 5 or 10 minutes. It has been really hard. Yeah. That's all he wants to say. He doesn't want to catalog, date, and say everything, and then time doc and cite sources and all. He don't want to do none of that shit.
Yeah.
He said what he wanted to say. Next time he might get more.
Yeah.
But just be okay with, he talked to you.
Yeah.
So just be okay with that. And then again, you might. The dude may just break the fuck down. The dude might be drowning.
Yeah.
You don't know. It's like he's just stuck. You might find a lot out. He just might. And then, like I said, it's not that you're doing something bad by not talking to him, or you should have known, or you don't know. Or like I said, it's not, I am not a feminist hater at all by any means.
Oh, just, I know you love women.
Yeah.
A little too much.
No. Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, it's not, we're not complicated. We're just that much different from y'all. So anything unknown seems complicated.
Yeah.
We're not complicated. I know there's some men out there that are a little funny, but for the most part, dudes are about as, dear God, you could watch me Monday through Wednesday, come back 6 months later, and know what I'm going to be doing on a Saturday.
My mom used to tell me this all the time. Men are simple, but they're simple.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd be maybe complaining about this issue. No, you don't get it. They don't think like that. You know, was trying to tell me, like, stop being so fucking complicated. Like, you're overcomplicating this. It's not as deep as you're trying to make it right now. They're not approaching it from that angle. I'd have this big story in my head.
We would just happen to be at that. And we're just standing at that crossroad.
Yeah.
We didn't go there. We just turn of event through the universe. We're standing at this crossroad. We don't know there's a crossroad there. Y'all see the crossroad.
Yeah.
We're just going. Yeah. We're walking on the dirt path. Hey, look, somebody built a road in front of my dirt path. What happened? Oh, why is she mad? Like, we don't know. And it's not because we're, like, inconsiderate, don't want to know or anything.
No,
it's
just that I know.
We're not on that wavelength.
Yeah.
Y'all are on FM, and we're still stuck on AM radio.
That's like, true.
Yeah.
About a lot of things,
Yeah, a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not just...
No, it's not a bad thing. It's just, that's a good way to put it. And, again...
You can't be on the same channel.
Yeah.
You can't. See, I know people say all the time, get on the same channel. You can't.
Yeah.
You're a man and a woman. She's going to be on FM 107.1. You're going to be on AM 88.5 or whatever it is. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you can listen to both channels.
Right. Yeah.
Like it's easy.
Very good. All right. Well, I think that's the best way to end this episode. Thank you so much for doing this for me as we drive.
We're 1,900 miles.
As we drive 1,900 miles. We've done, this is, I think, our first podcast, car podcast.
Yes.
On a road trip. And like I said, everyone, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening. So hopefully there's no background noise. We're in a diesel truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. And hopefully through the powers of editing and all that stuff, like, it all sounds great. All right, everyone. I would love your feedback on this. I love feedback. Go to the website. Leave me a voicemail. CuriousGirlDiaries.com. Click on the big tab on the right-hand side. And leave a message up to 5 minutes. And I get back to each and every one of you personally. Everyone, stay happy, stay healthy, stay safe. Love you guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.